I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Recording,
everybody. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Welcome to Two Black Girls, One Rose.
Where together we'll uncover what we can learn about modern dating, love, and relationships from popular television. I'm Natasha.
And I'm Justine.
And this might be an unpopular opinion. I'm sorry, y'all, but I feel like the women on Love is Blind Sweden are working my nerves more than the men.
Oh, damn. Really?
I'll start with my thoughts.
Yeah.
So Sergio and Amanda is about to be the hottest of messes. God. We already know. Yeah. I already feel it. Yeah. We already know we can't trust Sergio, right? So he's already, we could tell he ain't shit. Mm-hmm. I also, again, don't trust Amanda and her intentions at all.
She's my lessons learned, actually.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I feel like anytime he presents a concern or says something that should be off-putting, she just leans in and leans into the whole, like, I accept you as you are, you know, mm-hmm. bullshit. Mm-hmm. She seems to have no questions for him, for somebody who's presented mm-hmm. so much concern. So I don't trust her because of that, because I don't believe she could be this dumb. For someone who seems to be so, you know, she presents as very like resolute in herself. She's confident. Mm-hmm. She's Christian. She knows what she wants. To be that confident, present as such, but then also have no questions for this very concerning man doesn't make any sense to me. I don't buy it. I don't trust it. The verdict is still out for me on Amanda.
Really? You've never met this girl? I know this girl.
Who's this girl?
I know this girl. She's so religious. Religious, heavy on religious.
Okay.
That she lets a lot of shit go from men. Like, a lot.
Okay. But for someone so religious, wouldn't her first deal breaker thing be somebody who has a strong faith?
Yeah.
If not in God, somebody who's at least open. They don't even seem like they've talked about religion at all.
That was my lessons learned, friend. Not you fast forwarding, girl.
Okay. What's your lessons learned? Go ahead.
He's a smart guy.
My lessons learned is how important is religion versus character? Because she doesn't seem to really like know him like that, really.
No.
He's, as you said, asking very, very concerning questions. Mm-hmm. And all he had to say was, I'm Catholic. And she was in. Ready to
that
go.
That was it. Yeah.
That was it. I guess because she's 30-something years old, she's a little bit more forgiving about a lot more things. But if that was the case, how does she not meet a man in real life? All the way confused, all the way around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, you're 30-something years old. Wouldn't that make you more discerning and less forgiving? I feel like, yeah, aren't people in their 20s more forgiving? Not this girl.
Yeah.
This whole thing seems backwards. So, I don't know. Maybe she'll prove us wrong when they leave the pods, but...
Oh, I don't think so.
I don't know. Something about the both of them. I'm just like, I don't know what either of their intentions are. Something just doesn't, feels amiss. Secondly, Carolina, girl.
Oh, my God.
If you lead with sex, chances are you're not going to be taken seriously. For her to be surprised that Lucas didn't choose her, mm-hmm. y'all mm-hmm. haven't spoken about anything of substance. Every time she was in the pods, they were doing some little sexual conversation about sex or something. Mm-hmm. And he's supposed to propose to you after you send your coochie in the mail, your thong in the envelope.
In the mail.
Shout out to Love and Basketball. That was
one of the last. I knew. I was like, I've heard that somewhere. That is an iconic line from something.
Love and Basketball. Oh, but I'm like, again, girl, we can't be this dumb. We cannot be this like, oh my God, what? Come on, Carolina. You haven't talked about anything. You haven't opened up to him. He literally said, we have no substance. That's because y'all haven't talked about anything. And you're this upset and sad.
Mm-hmm.
And you walked in, he had no gift for you, girl. What?
That's always treacherous.
Yeah. And you sent your underwear on the other side. That's embarrassing. That's just embarrassing.
It's so embarrassing because that costs money for some people. You could send your underwear in the mail and get money for it.
Right. Set up a little OnlyFans, get somebody to pay for that. Set that shit for free. Why? And he sent you nothing back. Like, come on.
But a breakup, girl.
What a breakup. Oh, and just the fact that she was so shocked was just annoying to me. I was like, I can't. Katya don't want nothing to do with no Christopher. She don't want him.
I mean,
it's so real obvious. Bad.
Real bad. And wait till that purple hair comes cascading down his shoulders.
I know. When he lets it out of the top knot. Like, Katya, please.
Maybe it's like Amy and Johnny, though.
Maybe. You know? Maybe. But even Amy was, when she saw Johnny, she was like, oh, okay. Like, excited. Yeah. She said he's not really her type, but she was very, like, she didn't seem to have any concerns. Katya, the minute them doors closed, she was like, fuck.
She was like, oh, God.
Yeah. But you could tell from the pod she wasn't really that into him. So I'm like, why did you accept the proposal? Like, why are you? So those are my thoughts. These ladies are, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Already kind of working me.
Oh, man.
And my lessons learned was about Amanda, actually. I said, should you, again, I don't know if this is a popular opinion from being too mean, but should you be suspicious of somebody who's too nice? Something about her feels phony to me.
Oh, yes. I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
You know what? Side note, I had this a very similar reaction, me and Crunch, to Alex on Summer House Martha's Vineyard.
Alex. Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's Alex is the vegan, right?
The vegan.
Yes. Who turned out to be the biggest fuckboy by then. You're right. He was way too nice. Was saying too much of the right things to the ladies. Same for Amanda. She's saying for someone like Sergio, who's like, I'm a bad boy, I'm a fuck boy, I'm this. She keeps coming back with, but I have grace for you.
Yeah.
But I accept you as you are. Mm-hmm. It seems too, like, I don't know, packaged in a way that I feel distrust when I look at her. So y'all feel the same? Let me know. But
No, I feel you. I do.
Yeah. So we'll see.
Yeah.
What about you, friend? What are your thoughts?
Yeah. So we have our first, I mean, it only took till episode two, but our first real, like, I guess Sergio had some real concerns about her being disabled, I think.
Oh, was that what he, when she
that's what I, bullied? That's how I received it.
Because she's okay, she did say she has
scoliosis.
So he's picturing fucking Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Exactly, that's exactly what he's picturing.
Yeah. Yep. Okay.
Yep. So we have our first one of that, which I think is interesting for Love is Blind, particularly because we have gone 6 seasons with everybody being gorgeous
and able-bodied. Yeah.
Yep. So it'll be very interesting to see an able-bodied and even like very for, I think, the men and the women, very just conventionally good looking. Like, nobody had a pixie cut. None of the girls. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's not even anything that could be received right. It's wrong, you know? And it got me really thinking about Love is Blind in a total, about how if somebody says something like that, I have scoliosis, I have something, I have whatever, if people are going to think, oh, my God, I got the diversity pick. Fuck, I got the diversity pick.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh God, that's so sad. Why are you on this show?
I know.
Girl. Why are you here then?
Because they know they're going to get somebody good looking.
Chances are. Yeah, chances are.
Probably going to get somebody pretty, you know, pretty gorgeous. So that got me to thinking. That was just an interesting thing. Second thing, Carolina girl, we know that you signed up for Too Hot to Handle and Love is Blind, and Love is Blind happened to pick you, and Too Hot to Handle was already booked up with the girls who had surgery on their face. And you know what I mean? And a good weave, okay? Having fried their hair up to the, you know, fried dye.
She's a better fit for that show, actually.
She's a way better fit way for Too Hot to Handle.
Yeah.
And you know how on Netflix you can apply for Too Hot to Handle, Perfect Match, Love is
Blind?
Yes,
all in one. Like,
yeah. She did it all in one and just went for what she got.
Oh,
and her, she just doesn't have the skill set for this show.
No.
And the reason why we know she doesn't have the skill set is because as soon as she got broken up with, she ran straight to that confessional. She just wanted attention, and she thinks that she's still gonna be famous after this, and you not, girl. God.
Yeah. But also, like, just it's just ridiculous. This is a show that ends in an marriage.
I know.
Marriage. How are you gonna skate by in this process and not ever get vulnerable or emotional or deep or dive into your past at all? Like, you've spent days in the pods and you're still just having like sex talk with this dude. How are you gonna get a proposal to that? What world?
Like, I don't know.
Oh god. Yeah.
Yeah. And then my last thought is these episodes with no timelines. We got to figure this out. I really hope for the honeymoon they do day one, day two, day three. Because these people who are like, it's too early on to commit. And then we have people who are fully engaged and met each other on the other side. It's very confusing for me. Just,
the editing is a bit wonky on this, this franchise. Yeah, I agree.
Oh my gosh. So that's going to, that's probably be my thought for a long time. But that is my thought for this week. And then I already said my lessons learned.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well. Before we dive into the recap, couple things we need to talk about.
A lot happened, friend. Good Lord.
My God. So we have the shortest marriage and Bachelor franchise history to discuss.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Gary and Teresa have divorced, in case you didn't know. So we'll talk about that, obviously. Let's see. In other Bachelor Nation news, a very beloved man in Bachelor Nation is officially off the market. I don't know if you heard about this.
No.
We'll share. Megan Fox has responded to Chelsea's comparisons.
I saw that. Yes.
She finally addressed it. So we'll talk about that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then Potomac, Real Housewives of Potomac. There's some, I haven't watched the reunion, so we'll probably talk about that on Girl What You Watching on Thursday. But we do have some news, some very happy news, I would say.
On both sides.
On both sides. Two things. Very happy. So yeah, if you want to listen to this episode ad-free with our juicy pre-show hot takes, join the Rose Garden over on Patreon. On Patreon, you can also watch us on video. We're kicking off Sex in the City this week. We already kicked it off yesterday.
My God.
So join us every week for Sex in the City and bonus ad-free episodes on Patreon. Head to patreon.com/number2blackgirls1rose. You could try out a Patreon membership with a 7-day free trial. And shout out to the Rose Garden. Love you. Love you guys. I just want to say, we're so excited for Sex and City, guys.
It's outrageous. We
we're holding back.
We filmed a reel yesterday, and we had to put Sex and City on. I just sat there and watched it. After
turned it up for fun.
Just for fun.
Why not? We're so excited. Every Tuesday, everywhere, all podcasts, and for ad-free, join us on Patreon. All right, let's dive into this recap.
Let's do it.
Okay. So we open back up to Chrissalee and Rasmus's reveal moment. And he is so stuck on looks, her looks, what she gonna look like, what she gonna look like. And I'm like, maybe you need to worry about your looks because you ain't no...
This pomade that I feel like you sleep in with a bonnet, this hair.
He's like very well coiffed, I feel like. But he's not like a looker.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you so tied up on what she about to look like. Look, worry about yourself, okay? So they both see each other. They're both very excited.
Yes. The ladies' outfits on this Love is Blind, this is unprecedented. We've got patterns. We've got sparkles.
Oh, she was wearing a sparkle, like gold thing, right?
Yeah, gold thing with the chain in the back. I didn't expect that from an interior designer.
Well, she's kind of like funky, you know, got the sleeve. But yeah, they're both very excited to see each other, which is a relief. He says she's the most beautiful person I've ever seen, so he's like very excited. And yeah, they're very lovey-dovey, kissing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he proposed again. She said yes. Like, mm-hmm. by all accounts, a very good reveal.
Yep.
Now, back in the women's quarters, mm-hmm. Amanda is piecing together Sergio's lies.
Mm. Oh, my God.
So the day before, he told her that she was the only date that he had that day,
mm-hmm.
which was a lie. He had yep. two others. Well, he was breaking up with them, but still, he went on two other dates. And he told her she was the only person he wanted to meet.
Mm-hmm.
That was also a lie. He told mm-hmm. two others. So she's slowly piecing it together, right? So they go into the pods, Amanda and Sergio, and she confronts him about dating two other people when he said he wasn't seeing anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, you know, was it a misunderstanding or were you not being honest? Like, what is it? And he's just playing dumb. He's like, what?
Huh? Yeah. Yeah.
What? He said what like three times. She's like, what do you mean? What? 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 They were like saying what back and forth. Like,
and then goes with the. Yeah, it was a misunderstanding.
Just fed him the answer.
Yeah. Girl, I was so mad.
So annoyed. So he somehow, I don't know how, but somehow he charmed his way out of it. It really didn't become a thing. He,
mm-hmm.
by the end, was calling her his girlfriend, and she was just mm-hmm. like melting.
I'm
like,
yeah.
You still didn't get a clear answer as to why he lied.
Mm-hmm.
Like, mm-hmm. that wasn't a small thing. You told me you were only dating me, and you were dating three of us. What was that? Why did you feel like you had to lie about that? We're on a show called Love is Blind. We're dating a million people. Just say that you're seeing other people. Why did you lie?
Right. Right. And if it's this bad now, could you imagine if she had sex with him?
Exactly. How much worse the lies are going to get, girl. But she was kind of picking up on last episode. She said something like that. Like, mm-hmm. if we're starting without honesty, mm-hmm. where is it going to go? But for whatever reason, he called her his girlfriend and suddenly she's gone. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, she literally says in her confessional, you know, I was pissed off, but I kind of don't care. I just want to hang out with him forever.
Yeah. She's like, she's in that DeLulu range,
yeah.
right? Of, that's the thing. I've met this woman. I've never met this woman who isn't talking about faith with their boyfriend all the time.
Yes. I don't think her faith is that strong. It can't be that strong. Either she's, that or they're editing out those clips.
Yeah. Or, yeah.
Or she just really doesn't care that much about faith. She led with, I'm a Christian, but when mm-hmm. it comes, push comes to shove, she really don't care.
Or she just cares about hers and she thinks she can just drag him along.
Right. And that's only important to her. Yeah.
But isn't it like the man is the faith leader of the home? You know right. what, Amanda? Whatever, girl.
That's what I'm saying. If you're as Christian as we're like thinking and
yeah,
like,
right.
based on the Bible and everything like that, like he's supposed to lead the two of y'all in faith. So... she can't really be that strong. Her own. She can't really be that strong in it. If,
can't be.
You know, it's not that important. Anyways, Lucas and mm-hmm. Amelia.
Mm-hmm.
Lucas is really into Amelia, but keeps saying that there's something about Carolina, who I'm going to start calling Weird Barbie. Don't she look like Weird Barbie?
Oh my God, she looks exactly like Weird Barbie.
She looks nuts. So Lucas and Amelia go into the pods, mm-hmm. and they both have gifts for each other.
Mm-hmm.
He gives her a necklace, one of his necklaces that he wears That's sailing, cute. He said.
Mm-hmm.
And she wrote him a nice little poem and promised yeah. to take him to like a spa sauna thing when they get out of here.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Weird Barbie is going through it.
Uh-huh.
She knows Amelia is her competition.
Yep.
And, you know, Amelia, when she comes back, she often talks about the pause and she's mm-hmm. like, you know, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. So anyways, Amelia comes right back and is like, I love him, and is like showing off mm-hmm. the necklace, mm-hmm. like doing the most, and Carolina's just trying to like block it out, like, whatever, I still have a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now Carolina goes into the pods with Lucas. This is their last day. This is her last
last shot.
Amelia just came in with a gift.
Mm-hmm.
So first thing I'm trying to look for when I entered the pods, where's my gift?
Yeah.
Where my gift box at? Where my little gift bag?
Especially if I'm sitting there, bear kitty on the couch, because I just took off my underwear and gave it to him. I'm telling production, wait, don't start it. Don't start it yet. Wait. No.
Snatch that bag back.
Yep.
So she walks in. She don't see a gift.
Mm-hmm.
She still proceeds to give him her gift.
Yeah.
She could have easily said, well, I don't see a gift for me, so you don't get to open my gift.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Then, especially knowing where her gift was.
Was. Yes.
So you're going to look even more cheap than you were already going to look. Like, now it just looks worse. Now it's just even more embarrassing.
Yes.
So she sends over a little lazy thong, a little note, which the thong and the note just didn't even like.
They don't even go together.
Don't even go together. The note says, "You're the first guy I could marry and have kids with. You're my number one. There's only a few people in this world who understand me." And then he opens up the gift box and it's your thong. Like, what? So he says, "Thanks, but."
But.
I have a connection with Amelia. So I don't even know. I don't know what to do.
Yep.
And he's like, "It's just grown stronger with Amelia. Our connection, Carolina, isn't as deep. We haven't really opened up to each other about things." And just laying it all out as to why he's going for Amelia. And this thong ain't helping you, girl. Like,
no, this is making it confirming to me.
Yeah. So she's crying and she's, of course, now regretting the gift. And she's got my Becky of the week for this whole this whole shenanigans.
Yeah.
Just, you sent your coochie in the mail and this man gifted you air. You could have quickly taken back that gift.
Oh my God.
You could have told him, look, you don't get to open it.
Yeah.
You still allowed him to open it. That's why you feel dumb. That's why you look dumb right now.
Yeah.
Come on. So she leaves crying and he said he's still impressed with her even after seeing Amelia came back with the gift and was impressed that she still shot her shot and blah, blah, blah. But she's just feeling embarrassed, really.
Like, yeah.
And yeah, that's it. That's why she's crying. She just feels ashamed.
Yeah, exactly. Really. Yeah.
Now, which makes me annoyed with her. Sorry, before I move on. Which makes me annoyed with her. But also, like, kind of sad for her that she's missed the mark that
desperate.
Much. That desperate.
Yeah.
Like, you are more than just your sex appeal.
Exactly.
Like, I would hope you would know that, particularly when you're proclaiming in this letter that, like, you're my person. I really love you. You really understand me. But you still couple that with, here's my draws. Like, how you missed the mark that bad? Like, clearly you do understand the importance of depth in a relationship, right? To write this note. But you still, you don't trust in that being enough. You have to give him some type of sex thing to hang on to for you.
Right, right.
It's sad.
Yeah, it is. It's sad that she either thinks that about men in general or that she thinks that about relationships with her.
Or herself.
She has to rely on sex all the time.
Yeah.
And I will say, this is where she got my ill setup.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
When she was going down the hallway in a Charlotte Russe club dress from 2004. And went in straight into that confessional. That was crazy to me. that was almost like Andrew with the teardrops level. I was like, oh, you really want sympathy from the audience.
Yeah, that's it.
My God. Yeah. That made me so mad.
Very cringe, Carolina. Very cringe. Now, Purple Hair Man, Christopher.
I literally have Purple Man Bun in my notes.
Yes. Him and Katya are back in the pods. And even when she went into the pods at her confessional, she was like, I mean, I guess I'll see him. Like, she seemed so unbothered, unexcited. Like, it was very clear she don't really like this man, but she's just continuing with the process for whatever reason.
Yeah.
So he gets her a gift. And he gifts her a
clack fan.
Right.
A rainbow printed clack fan.
It's like this weird psychedelic pattern on it.
It looked like something that Tame Impala would use for merch.
Yes, yes. But he gives it to her as a gift. Like, you're gifting this to your like soon to be girlfriend.
Right.
And then he is explaining through the pods that he's wearing a scarf with the same print on it. And it's like, we have matching paraphernalia. Like, I don't even.
And she's already like, scarf?
Yeah.
Go, yeah. What?
What? Scarf? What do you mean a scarf? And then you're giving me this fan? Like, who the hell are you?
Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord. So, yeah, he confirmed he is terrible at giving gifts.
Yeah.
He is a, not a good quality, my man. Now, Sergio and Amanda, she gives him a disposable camera. He gives her his favorite ratty looking
so stupid
bracelet.
Yeah, very
busted ass bracelet that she couldn't even get on.
It was handmade. It just looked
something.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is when she reveals to him that she has scoliosis. And she was bullied all throughout high school because of it. And he, of course, in the moment.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Home is like, you know, I admire your strength.
So pathetic. Yeah.
Whatever bullshit he said. And
oh my god,
which is just, he sucks. He just so sucks because she clearly is sharing something very vulnerable. She has a physical condition that has plagued her since high school, like so now decades now. And he tells her, you know, some bullshit, I admire strength, and then immediately goes into the corridors and is like basically bashing her.
I mean, hard, but like horrible. Absolutely not. She's just, I know she's ugly. Just, I know she's just,
that's
terrible,
what he was saying in so few words. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like pacing with the guys, like, I'm just so afraid. I'm so superficial. I feel like I have a great woman in front of me, but I'm nervous. You know, is it really love? I don't know. I don't know. And tells the guys that he was turned off when she said that she used to be bullied.
Because he was like, oh, you used to be bullied? That means you're ugly.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. That's what he's thinking. And the other guys were like disgusted with him.
Like, I love how disgusted they were. Openly.
Openly saying like, that is gross, my guy. Like, what? And now he's in the confessionals talking about leaving and, you know, maybe she's too good of a person for me and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, my God.
So Sergio and Amanda go back into the pods and he flat out tells her, yesterday I had cold feet.
Right.
Yep. And now he's been, you know, trying to find her faults and picking and finding faults. And this is where I was like, I don't know about her, because her response to him is, well, I find it calming that you're not as calm.
Yeah. What? She's always trying to find the good in everything that he does.
In everything.
Yeah. She's a definition. She's picked me for real.
For like, real.
Real bad.
Yeah. Because he could basically get away with murder. He can say whatever and she will talk her way into it somehow. I find it calm that you're not calm. What are you talking about, Amanda? What? I'd rather have someone say something negative than nothing at all. Well, that I understand. But what are you? I just feel like she's... She always has the right thing to say, and she's like prepared and making it very known to him that she's prepared to carry this relationship.
Absolutely. Anything you got, I'm willing. Put it on my back.
I got you.
Yeah.
Just gives him grace for everything. Like, you can literally do no wrong.
And that's not true. That's what I don't understand about these girls. These real Captain Save-A-Hole girls, for real. Because we know AD was doing a little bit of this too, right? She was doing a little, you know, like
savior.
A little savior complex, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But there's always boundaries that even AD may know.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, there's no bound. This girl's boundless.
Boundaryless. Yeah, truly.
With somebody who you never met before in person, he could be a toad. That's the whole point of this show.
That's the whole point. And the little bit that he's given you is like party animal.
Exactly.
Ain't shit.
Exactly. Like, you out can't here be in these that streets. And a toad. You gotta be nice. Like you can't. You cannot.
Lying. He's lied to you already. Lying. Like yep. He's given you so much to be concerned about, and you mm-hmm. just like keep leaning in. I don't understand it at all. And we've seen we've seen the girl who's like gullible or mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. a little bit too forgiving.
Yep.
But they at least hold the guy, you know, hold the flame to him a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
She's not at all with him.
I know. We saw it with Laura and Jerame. Yes. Jerame was like, we're going to eat croissants in the morning for Christmas. And she was like, oh my God, I'll marry you. Like she mm-hmm. just didn't even get. But then she was the one at mm-hmm. the end of the day. Like she was really the one who got his ass on camera
mm-hmm.
and mm-hmm. really gave it to him because yeah. she had boundaries.
Something at least.
Girl.
So I don't know how. I'm curious to see Amanda outside of this process.
Exactly.
Is she still going to be this gracious and open and whatever yes. to his bullshit by the honeymoons?
Yeah. And I wonder, too, really how curious. Looks and physicality are going to affect her.
Mm-mm. I'm curious about that, too.
Very curious about
yeah.
this.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, anyways, back to Christopher and Katya. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So he comes into the pod, his over-the-top self. Hi, joy of my heart and my eternal God. Longing.
I would like, walk out. I would walk out. You hear silence on the other end. Oh,
so cringe.
Oh, my God. I can't.
And so he just goes straight for it. Drops mm-hmm. to one knee, proposes.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And she's crying. She says yes.
Mm-hmm.
This is where I knew Katya gave herself the ill setup because I just know she don't want nothing to do with him.
I know she doesn't like him, right?
She doesn't like him.
Oh,
it's
man.
So obvious.
Yeah, yeah.
But she still went right ahead and said yes to mm-hmm. this engagement. Just caught up in the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to jump ahead where they did their reveal. So they
okay.
they are revealed to each other. They both seem happy.
What did I have a question? What did you mm-hmm. think about her outfit with that giant corsage?
Mm-mm, mm-mm.
Right? It's a no, right?
It's a hard no. It was like black, right? It was like a red dress black. And a giant black. Yeah, not into it.
Right? I thought it was so distracting. Mm-hmm. Of course, Christoph was like, oh my God, her flower meshed her hair. I loved it even
he's
more.
Tacky. He is so tacky. He loved it.
Well, that's God. That.
Oh, God. So they both seem happy during the reveal. He gets down mm-hmm. on one knee. He doesn't even ask her to marry him. He just puts the ring no. on her finger.
Uh-huh. He's like, I got you now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And they sit and chat, and it just, like, feels so very awkward.
It was like a Raven and SK.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I remember when she saw him, she was like, damn, I'm going to have to make this work.
I'm going to make this work. Yeah. Just very awkward. And mm-hmm. in her confessional, she's like, I wasn't disappointed. I'm just surprised.
Mm-hmm.
And she says she usually dates guys who are more like sporty, athletic type of style.
Mm-hmm.
He's more of a rock and roll style with the purple hair, the pearl necklace, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, she just acknowledges that she knows that's superficial and it's yeah. really yeah. about the emotions. So yeah. she's trying to just keep going.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you could just tell she's just not excited. She literally says, she's like, I don't feel the butterflies like I expected I would. I'm hoping it grows over time.
Oh, not the hope.
The hope, girl, is yeah. never good when you start it off good. Like
You're
this.
Right, yeah. Amy never had the hope that she's no. gonna be attracted to him.
Right.
She knew she was gonna make that shit work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-mm. Now back to Lucas and Amelia.
Mm-hmm.
Lucas is in love. He loves his Amelia.
Yeah.
And yeah, they just talk in the pods about how comfortable they are with each other. And he tells her she has a lot of depth. She's mm-hmm. very smart. He's envisioned them hanging out with his family. He feels like their life will be an adventure. Like
mm-hmm.
all these sweet little things. And gets down on one knee and proposes.
Yeah.
And she obviously said yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we go back to two people that we met.
Oh my God, that before? I totally forgot about. I was like, they're introducing new people?
The editing.
It's so bad.
It's so show. Weird. So, Oscar and Isabel,
mm-hmm.
We met him before. He was the boring finance yes. swimmer guy yes. or something.
Mm-hmm.
Really good looking. He's probably the best looking guy, I think, mm-hmm. in the pods. But yeah, we see him and Isabel. They ain't talking about a whole lot of nothing. Then we see him later with Mira. Mira was the Afghan, half Afghan Bollywood actress.
Yeah.
Who was also like an economist or some shit. Like,
yeah. And also half Russian. So she's like with the Russian guy, kind of.
Yes. Very interesting. So Oscar and Mira are back in the pods, and he's trying to determine like who's in the friend zone, who's a fling, and who's like a real connection.
A fling.
A fling in the pods.
What are you flinging in this by 10 days?
I know. I would think though, it sounds ridiculous, but I think for Lucas, Carolina's like a fling. He never took her seriously.
Yes, that's
she wasn't
true.
A friend. She wasn't a real thing. He was just like, she was a fun girl. He like talked sex shit with, you know, that's like creepy and weird that is, but she positioned herself as such. So that's what it is. But yeah, Oscar, he's really into Mira. They're both very driven, direct. He had a dream about her. He tells her.
Oh boy.
They be dreaming about each other in the pods all the time.
I don't think so. I think that's just a really common line.
So I'm like, y'all don't even know what you're looking like. What are you dreaming about?
First of all, how do you even remember the dreams? I haven't remembered a dream since I was like 17 years old. What are you talking about? I dreamt about you last night. I've heard that one so many times.
It's such a line. But anyways, he's like very into Mira. Now, Mira, she is also talking with Johan. Johan's like the Russian KGB looking dude.
Yes.
And he is torn currently between Mira and Kimya. So Kimya, she was kind of the, I think she's like Persian. That was a Persian
princess.
Yes,
she's
girl.
Persian. Yes.
Yes. So they seem to have like a, seems more physical connection. Physical,
definitely.
But they can't see each other.
She's weird. Like, wait, you play basketball once?
Yeah.
Let's go.
She likes massages. He talks about, you know, how romantic he is. All this and that. Then we see Johan with Mira. And he likes how confident. No, she likes how confident he sounds. They also were talking about big hands and massages. And
they were.
Gray jogging pants and shit. I was like,
oh,
what?
My God. Oh, no. Oh, Mira.
Oh, God. So, Mira, she's torn between Oscar and Johan now. Now, we go back quickly. Lucas and Amelia. For them to meet. I was nervous at first. I said it last
me
week.
Me too.
I was real nervous.
And I thought about what you said, and I too started getting nervous.
Because Amelia's cute. She's cute. Lucas, he looks very like stereotypical, just like cute Swedish guy.
Yeah.
So in my head, he wants like a Chrisalee type.
Yes.
Without the tattoos, maybe.
Yes. I was going to say someone from Love Island.
Yeah, that more of that kind of vibe. And Amelia looks more just like normal, I guess. Regular, cute. That was about it. But anyways, they meet. They are both very excited. They are kissing all over each other.
Oh,
he proposes again. He says, I'm more in love now. This is the best day of my life. Like,
besides the wedding, I can't wait.
Can't wait. He's all in. I was very happy for her. Now, Oscar tells Mira that he can see himself proposing to her in a few days.
Yes.
And he doesn't want to see anybody else. And that's just his side of things. He's like, I know you have your own process. You do you. But that's where I'm at. Like, I'm ready to propose. And she tells him she's just very at ease with him, very comfortable with him. She is super happy with him. She doesn't have any doubts about him. Doesn't say she's going to cut anything off, though, with her other connections.
Which is wild. Girl, this is when we need the timeline. Because I'm like, how many days you got left?
I know.
To hang on to both of these men.
And Oscar, he goes and breaks up with Isabel. And says that they're like in the friend zone or whatever. And Mira, she just kind of is like, thank you. Never said she was going to break up with Johan or anything. So, meanwhile, we see Johan later have his meeting in the pods with Mira. His date in the pods with Mira. And I love this for her. I just love seeing the woman in power.
Oh, and the only woman of color we have here. Going,
yeah.
You know?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. She gets to choose between who she going to pick. I love this. I think she's definitely more into Johan. I think it's very clear.
Yeah, I think so too.
She's telling him she wants to climb through the wall and hug him.
Ooh.
They're talking about cuddling and spooning each other.
Yep. Yep.
She feels very safe with him. You could tell by his voice that he's like large. This is a large man.
Yes.
That's going to make you feel a little small. A little girl.
Like, oh, gross. So, like, when you think about it, it's so nasty and patriarchal and weird and gross.
I know.
But in the moment, you're like, oh my God, he's probably so tall.
So tall, so large. You can just hear it in his voice. This is like a jacked diesel-ass dude. Like, so she's like, yeah, I can't wait to like spoon you. And she says she feels so safe with him. Mm-hmm. And she feels a little tingly around him.
Yes. Yeah.
She's the happiest after his dates. And whew, just gives him a lot of validation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, mm-hmm, basically says it's you without saying it's you.
Honestly, it's giving fantasy suites.
Now, back with Sergio and Amanda. He goes into the pods, tells her he fell for her day one.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And she, quote unquote, managed to handle the storm.
Managed. I don't want to manage shit, my nigga.
I don't want to manage nothing.
You ain't a job.
Yeah. I also hate like the bad boys like this who like to build themselves up. Like, I'm a lot to handle.
I know.
You got to handle me. You got to be able to manage what I'm, you know, doing. And I just feel like everything is a test. You're just constantly testing these women. You're testing them every which way. And you're being more and more shittier, little by little. And you just want to see if she can withstand. And when she can't, when a woman's like, I'm done with this, then it's like, oh, well, she wasn't the one.
She wasn't. Yep. 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 What is the, I guess it's just a deep hatred for women, but I don't know where that comes from people who pride themselves on having sex with a lot of women.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand the correlation because there definitely is one. Because Clay was like this too.
I'm a lot.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. It's real.
This is odd.
This feels very immature.
Yeah.
This feels very, very immature.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, you're playing a game. That's really what it is. You're testing people. You're you're showing your ass little by little each time and seeing if she passed the next test. Like, that's not what a mature dating relationship is all about. It just seems like you're a little boy, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he, you know, promises to do everything in his power to make her feel like a queen, he says. Oof. I want to be your king.
Oof.
Gets down on one knee and proposes.
Yeah.
And in his confessional, he says, I never in a million years thought that I would ever get over my shallowness.
I don't think you are. I'm going to dare say.
You haven't seen her yet.
Right. I don't think you are. He prides himself for the smallest little things that he overlooks.
Mm-hmm,
and she's going to keep validating that. And I think that's why he wants to marry her.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he just gets away with murder, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows he can get his way with her.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, he proposes. She says yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's that. Now, back with Mira and her little love triangle.
Yeah.
So, Oscar. This was weird, Oscar. This was weird. Didn't understand this one. Didn't get it.
No.
So, Oscar goes in the pods with Mira and has a gift for her.
Mm-hmm.
And he gifts her his college ring and says it's a promise that next time he'll have an engagement ring. Why the steps?
Why
the different steps?
Why? And like, what am I supposed to do with this size 14 ring that you gave me?
Big ass ring that is to fit your big ass hand. What am I do with this?
What am I supposed to do with this? WWE ass championship ring.
Championship ring.
Like, why would I? I don't. And it's your high school. I didn't go there. I don't know.
I don't care about this ring. And it's like, it's a promise ring at that. You literally said that. It's a promise that next time, I am too old for promise rings, sir.
Too old.
Doing this.
It's anybody who has had a promise ring, please put it down below in the comments. I don't understand the premise behind it unless it is deeply religious.
Or you're in like middle school.
Like, you're in middle school and you're too young to literally get married legally.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it's an age thing. Like, you're my person. I really love you, but we're not there yet. We're young. Here's my little ring I bought you.
Could you imagine? Let me tell you something. If my daughter came home with a goddamn promise ring, I don't know what I would fucking do. I would call his mother immediately and be like, did you know he's down to the Zales? and got this fucking ring. These two think that they're going to be soulmates and they're in eighth grade.
Right.
And eighth grade extends to 12th grade. I don't care. Know.
Yeah. Like, I'm not into the promise ring thing.
No.
That's the only way I could see you giving a ring is you're young. You're a kid.
Yes. And this, it's like a marker that you are taken. It is a marker that you are someone's. And that's why I would be mad that if my daughter was that young, she'd be walking around wearing that shit. I don't like that.
Yeah.
You're not anyone's. You're not very young. You're your own.
Yeah, that's true.
If anything, you mine. Girl.
If anything, So you 18 out this house, you belong to me. Thank you. Yes, please email right in the comments if you've received a promise ring, if you understand the premise of a promise ring,
if we're missing something.
Because it just doesn't make sense to me, particularly this grown at this age. Yeah,
this is
giving a grown ass woman a promise ring.
And we got 36 more hours, so you got to propose to me. Boy, that's get out of here.
What are we doing? Now, Johan, Mira goes in with Johan next, and he tells her, you know, it's been rough because he knows Oscar is his competition. And he, you know, Oscar came back and said that, you know, we've decided that it's the two of us. Which is a lie.
That's not true,
Oscar. It's not true. And she literally tells Johan that she's like, I don't know about decided. And then she kind of pushes Johan to share a bit more about his feelings because she, the day before, validated him a lot. Mm-hmm. She said a lot. And he hasn't really said all that much, to be honest.
Right.
So finally he reveals, I have really strong feelings for you. I could marry you today.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that's what she needed, I think.
Mm-hmm.
She like walked away like very happy hearing that.
Yeah.
She leaves and says, you know, she's got two guys who are both telling her she's it.
Mm-hmm.
And she's left both dates with both of them being like, they're the person, you know, she's 60-40 with Oscar after his date. And now she leaves Johan. She's 60-40 with him. Like, she's still very torn between the both of them. So we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the episode.
That was it.
Justine, what did we learn this episode? What was your lessons learned again?
My lessons learned was how important, hold on, I did not phrase that right. Okay, yeah, how important is religion versus character?
Oh, okay.
So we got Sergio and Amanda, and it makes me think a lot about the just assholes that women marry out of the church because they are forced to get married or they are so indoctrinated to get married. And then they marry these assholes because men are allowed to be assholes in a lot of religions.
Mm-hmm.
And it is obviously more important to ask and to pay attention to someone's character and overlook religion, specifically religion. I'm not talking about spirituality and closeness with God and prayer. I'm talking about religion and what you call yourself to other people. Character is obviously so much more important. If you are self-proclaimed a party boy, fuck boy, whatever the fuck he calls himself, party prince, how could I forget?
God.
Then that should ultimately go way, way, way above. I'm Catholic.
Right. And it seems like for her, him just saying he's Catholic was enough. And
that's enough. Yep.
So my question was on, should you be suspicious of someone who's too nice? Also, talking about Amanda. I think my issue is, it's not her being nice that is the issue. It's her lack of discernment that is suspicious to me.
Mm-hmm.
And this, especially around this discernment around character versus religion, he's showing himself to have questionable character. But because he's Catholic, allegedly, that's what he said, suddenly everything is fine. He can get away with murder.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not about her being nice. It's her discernment and her lack thereof that is really annoying to me. And her being so gracious to someone who deserves to be questioned. He doesn't deserve to be granted this much grace.
Mm-hmm.
He deserves to be hit with a little bit more of critical questions. And tell me more about this. Or you said you're a party prince. What does that mean? How many times a week do you go out with? Like, she hasn't asked anything.
Right.
And so, yeah, when she's like this nice and this like open-minded, it just makes me feel like it makes me feel like she's either so amenable and like such a people pleaser for mm-hmm. reasons I don't yet know, but I could probably empathize with if I really knew why she has this people pleasing, pick me kind of mentality.
Right.
Or it's a facade and it's an act. And she just wants to be likable for characters,
Yeah,
that's a great story. I'm the good Christian girl, and I go for the party guy, and I try to tame him, and he ends up treating me like shit, and I get, you know, the sympathy in the end. That's a great little story if she's here for cameras.
That is. Damn.
Yeah. Her lack of questions for this guy is so suspicious to me. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So the verdict is still out for me with Miss Amanda. Sergio, we already confirmed he sucks, but with her, I don't know yet. We'll see.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think that's it.
That was it.
We'll be back next week, guys. Sure, rate, subscribe, join the Rose Garden on Patreon for more, and find us on Instagram, TikTok, all that good stuff. And we'll see you guys next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.